At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right. The worldwide leaders of nonsense are here. CNR on FSR. I'm Steve Covino. Nice to meet you.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
That's Rich Davis. We got Iowa Samuel. That's his legal name.
Iowa Samuel.
Hi, Iowa Samuel. We got Danny G, super producer.
Boo-hoo, man. I'm really bummed about my Lakers.
No, actually, I'm fine.
I'm happy to hear that. I actually sent them my condolences because that was a tough one, man. Yeah. I'm nowhere near as invested as you, Danny G, and I was mad about that.
Well, hey. Dan Byer on the updates. We got an action-packed show today, I promise you that. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers.
TireRack.com, where tire buying should be. And before we get into the kickassery that we do here on the Covino and Rich Show, we got breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Hey, guys, I know you're going to get into the NBA action. Maybe overshadowing last night's action was the injury to Kristaps Porzingis of the Boston Celtics. Scary situation, but the Celtics have said that Porzingis has a calf strain. So not as serious, but he will not play in Game 5 against the Heat tomorrow. But it was that injury that had us all kind of like, uh-oh.
Ooh.
Right now being diagnosed as a strain in his calf. Officially listed as out tomorrow against the Miami Heat for Game 5. But that's considering good news from what we thought it maybe could have been.
Yeah, exactly. Man, the series is 3-1. Take it easy. Relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Cruise into the next round.
As
the NBA
said
playoffs
in the East
are...
Coast growing up, Dan Byer. Take it easy.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA playoffs, I feel like, is over a 2 to 3 month period. It feels like that, at least. So we'll have plenty of time for Porzingis to nurse that little calf injury he's got going on.
Yeah, so good news to start off the show. Hope you had a Celtics, Thunder, Nuggets sort of night. Some big games tonight we have to go over. And speaking of the NBA, we have some Shaq Diesel, Whack Diesel trivia. Some chances to win some CNR prizes. Multiple choice trivia. We do it every Tuesday. Again, a CNR Swiggy, CNR and FSR stainless steel water bottle up for grabs. So lots of fun to get to.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about weight gain and the appropriate ways to find out how people are losing weight. There's a big story, believe it or not, involving Barbara Streisand, but we're going to get past all
that. Is that a first on Fox Sports Radio? Barbara Streisand news? We'll get to Ozempic. We'll get to Shaq Diesel. Like you said, there's a...
You know that's O'Reilly's, right?
Oh, really? Oh.
The theme song is Ozempic.
Oh, I made my own. I made my own. We're going to also talk about when first pitches go wrong in sports, what's your first thought? We'll get to all this. But before we get to some knowledge that Charles Barkley dropped last night during the NBA playoffs, I do wonder if Lakers fans are more aggravated that they were in every game. In fact, 70% of the series, they had the lead.
Well, Danny G said he felt happy about the fact that they just put up a fight. But that's what makes it aggravating from me outside looking in. I was like, you had a chance to win every game.
Listen, as a 49ers fan, Danny G, they lost two Super Bowls in the last 5 years to the Chiefs. Both, they were up by double digits in the fourth quarter. I almost feel like I'd rather Mahomes had gone off and beat me by 21.
Covino, when I said that to you last night about putting up a fight, I meant in last night's game. Because you could have easily come in. Nobody's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs. So my point was, I'm glad they didn't just mail it in that closeout game. But as far as the rest of the series, it is super frustrating that they had so many leads and just couldn't hang on.
It was a battle at the end of yesterday's game, for sure. If you watched the last 2-3 minutes of that game, it was a nail-biter. You're like, oh my goodness, the battle. But the Lakers fell short, man. They couldn't finish this. And I know what you're going to say, Rich. Is it the Nuggets were just a better team? The Nuggets won, or did the Lakers blow it?
Well, there's a few layers here. And we said it yesterday, when you lose to Mahomes in the NFL, do you say, oh, man, we blew it, or did Mahomes just win? I look at it like, if the Lakers do a few adjustments, you lost. I get it. You lost 4 out of 5 to the defending NBA champs. But you're so close. Like, it's almost frustrating that each game you could argue, well, that was the Lakers game and they blew it. Oh, they let it slip away. There's not one game in that series where you're like, oh, man, they just got their ass whooped. It wasn't the case. So it's like, revamp what? You just couldn't.
Dwight Howard went public last night saying, hadn't they disassembled that 2020 team and kept some of those big guys, they would have won 3 rings in a row. That was sort of viral.
Oh, Dwight Howard's the
answer?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying Dwight Howard's the answer. He's saying that team that they had would have competed stronger with this team. I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Danny
G?
Well,
yesterday I brought his name up along with JaVale McGee. I do think they need some more size to throw some guys in there to tire the Joker out. They don't have the size they had when they won in Orlando.
That was a fun team. Green, Kuzma. That was a solid squad.
Yeah, I just get the sense, though, in a close game, maybe we're just, you know, living in the moment because of what they did to the Lakers. But you know when it's the fourth quarter and Mahomes has the ball? Or back in the 90s, Yankees had a slim lead, Enter Sandman hits, and you're like, it's over. You just get the sense that it's just sort of over. When it was back and forth, I did get that feeling that every time the Lakers scored, I was like, oh, yes. The Nuggets scored. It just seemed like, well, they scored. Like, it felt.
Alex Caruso wouldn't have missed that layup at the end of the game.
It felt like it came very easy.
I'm just kidding.
It felt like it came very easy to the Nuggets when they were going basket for basket at the end. Like, the Lakers were manufacturing 2 points and passing and moving. Meanwhile, the Nuggets just found ways to quick two.
There was one point in the third quarter where I saw some Lakers tugging on their shorts, kind of hunched over a little bit, breathing hard. That elevation does get to players, you know, that don't obviously play there as their home court. And you think about it, whenever you've gone to like your local gym or just outside on a court and you're playing ball, running up and down the court, I don't think NBA players get enough credit, the ones who play a lot of minutes, for all that running you do. And so when you're doing it in that elevation, man, I could understand why sometimes in the third quarter of those games in Denver, the opposition looks so beat.
Well, Lakers put up a fight. They're donezo. We got to congratulate the Nuggets for moving forward. I mean, he came up big. Murray came up big. And they beat the Lakers moving forward.
That elevation is no joke. I mean, look at what it's done to the Colorado Rockies, you know, with home runs,
exactly,
batting averages. But I even have a story where I went to Red Rocks to do an event in the radio world. And I had to interview a band backstage. I had to walk up and down the stairs of that venue. And I remember thinking, like, dude, how out of shape am I?
Yeah, that's the same as playing basketball.
No, but I'm saying I was winded walking up and down stairs in Denver at high altitudes at Red Rock. So can you imagine?
Of course, yeah.
The point is,
it's noticeable. It really is. So some fun basketball yesterday. And A common theme on our show, just in life. Remember back in the day, let's take it back on a Tuesday. How would you get your jokes? You would get your jokes when your old dirty uncle would come over and he'd tell you a dirty joke. And you'd debate whether or not you'd pretend to understand it or not in front of your parents. You know what I mean? Like, hey, thanks, Uncle Mario. Thanks for telling me that joke, right? You would just get joke, and then you would share it with your friends at school, or you'd buy a dirty joke book at school, right?
Which is funny to think about, right?
At the little book fair or something like that. Now we get our jokes from memes, for the most part, because who's telling jokes? Who's telling jokes? Nobody. We get them from memes. Our punchlines are in meme form.
You know what's proof of this?
And a lot of times, so are the headlines that we report.
What's proof of this is on that dumb reality show, The Circle.
Yeah.
They were all asked to tell a joke.
They didn't know any.
And no, everyone's like,
it's the lost art of telling a joke.
Everyone knew someone.
Anytime your grandpappy or an uncle came over or a cousin came over, they would share some joke with you. And you're like, yeah, it was probably some racist joke back in the day. And you loved it. And you shared it. That's a lost art because we get our humor and our jokes from memes. And like I said, here on this show, you also get your news, courtesy of memes. And this meme says, it's a picture of LeBron, KD, and Curry, right? For the first time in forever, for the first time since 2005, the second round of the playoffs won't have LeBron, KD, or Curry. Now, this meme is true, as far as I know.
No. Where's the punchline?
It's not a joke. I said we get our news in the same way.
News and jokes.
News and jokes in meme form. And you're like, wow, that's pretty wild. First time since 2005? Is this the end of an era?
Well, Charles Barkley, who, you know, famously two nights ago said, hindsight's whatever, had another doozy yesterday. Listen to Sir Charles last night after the game.
Between Anthony Edwards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, these young boys are...
Wembanyama.
Well, he's not in that conversation.
He's getting
yet.
There.
Yo, he ain't there. They won 12 games. between those young guys, man, they're not knocking on the door. They're kicking the door down. It's a pleasure to watch.
It's a new generation.
Yeah, you see it in football. We've experienced it the past, you know, 5-6 years with the changing of the guard. Like, all the guys we knew for so long playing QB, like, wow, they're all gone. Look at all these new faces.
Just like that. It was like Manning.
Just like this.
Brady, Manning, Breeze, all the faces. Aaron Rodgers still hanging in there. But there was
It's almost like how many generations of QBs have you lived through at this point?
No, you lived through I'd like to say I'm two generations of QBs deep.
Two generations.
I look at generation
deep.
One. If you're roughly 40-ish, right. You live through Montana,
Young.
Elway, Bernie Kosar, Phil Simms, like that 80, Jim Plunkett.
Right.
Then you live through the Manning, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, that generation. Am I missing it, or do you feel like they go back to back?
It feels like back to back. It's like the oldies radio stations that we hear that say we play the best of 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
It's like today's 30 it's years. The Joe Burrows of the world and
Mahomes and Lamar
Lawrence,
Jackson.
All these guys, right? Now, with the NBA, are we starting to see that same sort of thing? It happens, changing of the guard. And you heard Charles Barkley and what he had to say about it. For the first time since 2005, second-round playoffs won't include the biggest names that we've been talking about for the past 10, 15-plus years.
Well, you and I
LeBron, KD, and Curry.
You and I joked about how one of them didn't even make it out of the play-in round.
Right.
So, you're right. KD, LeBron... Steph,
so,
out.
Again, that takes away... Well, it depends how you look at it. Hey, changing the guard, like we said, that's exciting. Or like, man, it's not the same without these guys. I'm looking at it that way. Because to me, they represent the playoffs, right? I want to see KD. I want to see Curry. I want to see LeBron. At least one of them. Some of them. If not all of them. But again, it's evolution, baby. But based on that, what are some other things that come to mind that just weren't the same without them? I'll give you an example.
I have a list.
So I'm not saying the playoffs aren't going to be dope because they've been dope And I think they'll continue to be dope. And we'll be more familiar with these young players. We'll see what they do in these big moments on these big stages, especially without these old dudes.
You know what? You're seeing this now outside the NBA. Outside the NBA, you're seeing this a lot with star pitchers in Major League Baseball. The ones that remain are the tail end of a generation, whether it be Kershaw hanging in there, Verlander, Scherzer. There's a few guys hanging on, still trying to dominate at the end of their career. But once they're out, Gerrit Cole's like the only guy that's been around for a minute.
And that doesn't mean it's not good. It just isn't the same, okay? So based on that, I'll give you an example, and then we'll chop it up. And we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio. I remember in the early 2000s, 2010s maybe, Rich, we'd come back Monday, do our radio show on Sirius XM. We'd be all pumped about Homeland and how great it was. Bro, did you watch Homeland, dude?
Yeah, it was good.
Homeland for a few seasons was like, yo.
One season.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was some trinkle and trickle of the character. Oh. You're like, yo, man, this show is good. Once Damian Lewis was not on that show anymore, I got to tell you, I stopped tuning in because it wasn't the same. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm not saying people didn't care. I'm saying I didn't care the same way. I did not. I didn't realize that the reason I was tuning in and glued and intrigued was Damian Lewis. But once he was not on it, I'm like, I don't care as much.
One show that was never the same for me was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air once they changed Aunt Viv.
No, for real?
Yeah,
no.
Man. Like, that is not Aunt Viv. I could never get it.
You couldn't get past that?
I couldn't get past it. I mean, you know, I still loved the show, but it bothered me the whole time.
So the question is here. The question is, not the same without him. What's your example? Now, you did bring up Homeland.
Yeah.
Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin, they did like 100 episodes of that show. Damian Lewis, I thought it was one. I think it was two seasons. But
and then, like I said, there was a resurgence or something of the character. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking of Billions that he was on. But Damian Lewis, I'm not saying I'm some huge fan, but the character and the dynamic he brought to that show is what had me tuning in. When he wasn't on, I just didn't care as much.
Not the same.
It wasn't the same.
It's not the same with Adam.
What are some other examples? It could be anything.
I brought up one yesterday off the air with you guys. We were joking about, for some reason, Spot brought up Police Academy. And I said, I stopped watching when Gutenberg was out. When Gutenberg left Police Academy, there were like six others. And it's like Jaws without Roy Scheider.
Ooh.
In the after Jaws 2, smile, you son of a.
Are you kidding me?
When I was a kid, I saw
Jaws 3 in 3D, and I remember being so pumped about it because I got to wear those cool 3D glasses. I remember falling asleep. That movie was so bad.
Jaws 3 was awful, and Jaws 4, The Revenge? Get out of here. Jaws 1 and 2.
Some things are just synonymous with that thing, just like LeBron, KD, and Curry are synonymous with the playoffs, man. You want one of those dudes involved somehow, and they're not.
Yeah.
It's not the same
not the
without
same.
Him.
This is like The Office when Steve Carell was no
yes.
longer on it.
I love.
I was just about to bring that up.
No!
Had the button ready.
Love Will Ferrell, but you're right.
There maybe is an adjustment, too, right? Like, maybe it's just an adjustment. You get used to it, but it's just not the same. What else comes to mind? 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich on social media if you can't call in, if you're at the office or something. 877-99 on Fox. What are some other examples? I think that Gutenberg one is dead on. Or as the kiddies say, dead ass.
You know, I thought the other one I said.
I didn't watch any of those.
Well, listen, Gutenberg was Police Academy.
Right. I agree.
I really like Police Academy 5, though.
Get out of here.
What is that? Assignment Miami Beach?
Remember where Lassard got kidnapped and they had to find him? It was the nephew.
You know why? I didn't watch without Gutenberg.
Yeah, the Goots. No Goots, no watch.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Police Academy.
It's not even Police Academy
Citizens
without
Citizens on Patrol.
Yep. I stopped.
That was four, right? Yeah. Citizens on Patrol. Homeland, Police Academy. You guys said Steve Carell in The Office. I have one that this sort of goes along with, even though it's a TV show, it goes along with generations, right?
Like, yes.
All right, for instance, you know how you could argue the NBA was bigger and better than ever in the late 80s, early 90s? MJ, Bird, Magic. I'm talking like Dream Team, Karl Malone, Barkley. And then before the next generation of stars, there was a little down period where, unless you were down with Kobe or Shaq, like Allen Iverson, like there was a little down period, right? We could agree. I think that about American Idol. If you watch that show, Paula.
Oh, without Dunkelman, you just stop watching.
Joe, without that guy? No, but everyone loves Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy Jackson.
Once they voted off Bo Bice, I was done.
No, but those three judges were synonymous with that show. Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy.
Yo, they're
a little pitchy, dog. Then they had like Steven Tyler, J-Lo, all these random people. Then they finally got their next generation, which works. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
So it came back.
It came back, but it wasn't the same for a while.
An adjustment period.
You had to
find
the new stars.
Right. So that's what we're going through now without the big stars in the playoffs. And that doesn't mean the playoffs lack star power. It's just not the same. It's not the ones we're used to.
It's not
the big names.
And you're about to have no Giannis possibly entering the next round also because he's hurt. But so no Steph, no KD, no LeBron. For the first time since 05, we're talking almost 20 years,
Dude,
19 years.
That's a long run.
19 years without three of the biggest names in the NBA not in the postseason the first round.
I have some other sport examples. Maybe a team got rid of your favorite player and they were never the same for you. I don't know. Give me – maybe it's a show. Maybe it's a restaurant.
I got one. I mean, because he was a lunatic, he sort of did it to himself, but – they tried to revamp it. They tried to make it good. I'm not a hater of Ashton Kutcher, but 2.5 Men minus Charlie Sheen was like, is it really
they
2.5 Men?
Yeah,
they tried.
They tried.
The worst attempt. I don't know how the show's still in the air. The Conners without Roseanne. Roseanne gets canceled, and they're like, "Yeah, just keep it with the ancillary characters."
Dude, that's a great example, and I'm sure the show was good, right? Because it's on for a reason.
I will never watch
without
Roseanne.
When she came back to reboot that show, I'm like, you know what? I was never that big into Roseanne, but I'm tuning in. The second she wasn't involved anymore,
what did she do? What did she do wrong again? I don't remember.
Did some racial insensitivities.
Extra political or something.
Gotcha.
I don't remember.
Said something that
I know she's had a couple of rounds of being controversial.
She's extremely outspoken.
As Seinfeld would say, comedy. You know, the extreme left has ruined it.
Seinfeld has said that just recently.
Just yesterday.
I'll give you one, and you guys could think about your own examples. Light them up. Light them up. Like Scott Farrell used to say, shake it up. Light it up. Light up the phones at 877-99 on Fox. One could say that when the Mike Tyson era ended, you tuned out of boxing for a long time.
Yeah,
and maybe you're tuning back now, but everybody was glued to that Chavez Tyson era, right? And once the Klitschkos ran the heavyweight division for all those years, they were unbeatable. It was a little boring. You stopped tuning in because it does matter what's happening in the heavyweight division. That builds the excitement for the rest of the divisions. So once Fury got into the mix and all these other names got into the mix again, you're like, oh, yeah, these guys are kind of cool. And then he got into these 140-pounders. But once that Tyson era ended, he was like the main character. A lot of people tuned out.
I was like, well, phones aren't that hot. And then I realized we didn't have them on. Every single line is lit. So let's get to it.
Light them up.
We'll take all your feedback at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. All your phone calls next. It's less of a question, more of a phrase. Just wasn't the same. Sports, TV, music. Hey, what about David Lee Roth?
Well, you know what's funny about that? Van Halen had more commercial success.
With him, right?
With Hagar. Commercial success.
Oh, with him? Really? Okay.
But to me, the best they ever were was with David Lee Roth.
So that's
like a matter of taste and opinion.
It wasn't.
That's like split down the middle as far as opinion based.
Wasn't quite the same.
For me, it wasn't the same. So for me, Rich, personally, I never liked Van Halen the same way after David Lee Roth. For sure.
We'll take your answers next here on Covino and Rich. Now you put it off long enough. Time to replace. Get those tires done. TireRack.com will help elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. And all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures.
Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation to write tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer
near you.
Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's when they bring the tires to you at home or work. Install them on site. It's a game changer. Go to TireRack.com/sports. See their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for?
That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't hate Van Hagar.
But you like Van Halen better.
I just like Van Halen better.
With David Lee Roth.
They ain't talking about love. Hagar was.
Well, hey, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studio. And here's the thought. As Charles Barkley pointed out,
it's a changing of the guard.
All these young stars, first time in 19 years, almost 20 years, that the second round of the playoffs does not feature KD, Steph, or LeBron. So we're posing the thought, it's just not the same without. It could be a TV show, a band, a sport, anything.
Like I said, think about that restaurant you stopped going to, right? Everybody has this local spot or their favorite spot. It may be that they fire the hostess that you loved. It may be that they fired a waiter that was the best or a chef that cooked the special to perfection.
You know,
there was a reason. Yeah, management shift. Like, it's never been the same. We're asking you. It was a TV show, a team.
Yeah.
Could have been anything because the playoffs are going to be good.
Playoffs?
But they're not going to be the same without those names.
Well, yeah. I mean, who are you going to put on the billboard when Steph, LeBron, and KD are hanging in Cabo drinking Mai Tais?
Cancun, I thought.
I'm sorry, Cancun.
All the jokes say Cancun. So, anyway, we're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Before we go to your phone calls, let me give you one more example, okay?
Okay. We already said Homeland. We already said Police Academy without Gutenberg. We said Steve Carell. When he wasn't on The Office, was it really The Office? And 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, not the same. Not the same. Now, this isn't my answer, but if you ask my girlfriend, there was a pivotal point as to when she stopped watching The Walking Dead.
Dude.
But I don't agree that he was the reason, but it was the point. This was the point in time where everything hit you like, this is getting repetitive, and I think that went too far, and I don't like it anymore. Because we were all about it. And for my girlfriend, she says, when they killed off Coral, and I'm sorry to spoil it for everybody.
Coral!
But when Coral was no longer a part of the show, even though I didn't care about his character all that much, it just wasn't the same after that for a lot of people. People started tuning out. That was a show that everybody loved at one point.
Our buddy Sean Weller, who's listening out here on the iHeart app.
What up, Sean?
In Los Angeles, one of my softball buds, said, good point on The Walking Dead, Covino. But he hung along a little longer like I did.
Right.
When Rick was off the show.
Well, he was the star.
Because, yeah, he's the face. When
he's
they were like,
the face.
And
so
they're like,
I get that.
We'll do a spinoff with him and Michonne down the line. No, and when Rick left, I was like, I'll sort of keep an eye on it.
When he's done, it's done. And that's kind of how you feel without no LeBron, no KD, and no Curry.
All right, let's go rapid fire to you guys. Just not the same, like we said, movies, TV, sports. Let's go to Matt in SoCal. You're on, buddy.
Yo, Covino and Rich again. Natural content backed by sincere BS.
I like it. What's up, man?
And real quick, I love the interaction with you guys, the fact that you let, like, Danny G in, the Killer Bees, Bolaños, and Byer in. You know, despite some other shows who talk over them and interrupt them, you allow them to get in and be included on the show, which I think elevates the show.
Hey, Matt, you wouldn't be the same without them, right?
Absolutely. You know, I love it. And, of course, including us callers, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the antithesis route, and excuse me for being positive, but 90210, out goes Brenda Walsh, in comes Valerie Malone and Claire Arnold. Those two right there elevated for me, despite the deterioration of Tori Spelling. That elevated it for
Rich
me.
Has an example of it. I've worked with Rich long enough to know his examples.
I write it down because I know what you're going to say. He's going to say that I loved Married with Children.
Yep.
With Jefferson. I thought Jefferson was better than Steve. So there are examples where it gets better.
And that could be the case here in the playoffs. We don't know yet.
You know, it could be.
We don't know.
Trip.
It could be next level. Like, yo, look at these dudes. They're on fire.
Yeah, look at the Timberwolves.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Let's go to Trip in Vegas. Trip, it's just not the same first playoffs without LeBron, Steph, or KD. What's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Great as always.
Thank you, man.
I got one you're going to agree with, going a little older here. Dukes of Hazzard contract dispute. They brought in Coy and Vance.
Vance and Coy. Yeah, we remember that. Yeah.
It's funny.
Weak
Coy
as hell.
And Vance. Oh,
that just made me think of one. Remember Chips when they got rid of Ponchirello's partner and it was some random blonde guy instead of Officer Baker?
It's kind of how they got rid of Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason.
Oh, yeah. CBS said, we don't like
time for blonde guys.
CBS decided, blonde dudes out.
Which is, you know, obviously Matt Ryan in.
You know, I don't want to go too old school from our childhood, but when Three's Company started switching around the blonde women, like, yeah, we're going to take away Chrissy and bring in, like, Terry or something. I'm like,
it's Terry was horrible.
Jennifer in Michigan, you're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Jen?
Hello, guys. It wasn't the same after Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired from NASCAR. And I realized that I shouldn't be watching it because it's all going around in circles. With headaches, not good.
Let me tell you.
You know, when your favorite player on a team leaves, too, it takes a minute, like, who am I invested in now?
Yeah,
like, who's
I'll
my
tell you
guy?
What,
there so was I know how you feel.
I'm not an AL baseball guy. I'm a National League Mets fan, but within a couple years when Jeter and Big Poppy both call the quits, there was a part of me that's like, well, that's sort of baseball.
Right. Like, who's the next guy?
Yeah, exactly. Chris in Virginia. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. My issue was Supercross. I really lost interest in Supercross when Jeremy McGrath stopped racing in the early 2000s, and I've really not been able to tune back in since.
You know, this would be a question for Dan Beyer, but I'd imagine Tiger Woods brought a lot of eyes to golf, and they're really hoping that stars, you know, stars continue to emerge in golf, right?
Yes, but you have to realize just on how impactful Tiger Woods is. Like, it is, it changed a complete sport, considering not just of how great he was. I always get real sensitive when it comes to Tiger Woods because it makes it sound like there's just this another way to find, not like you talk about generational players, but you talk about the history of race in the sport and right. What he did at such a young age, and not only the greatness. I think it's impossible. And so when I hear people say like, "Oh, golf hasn't recovered from Tiger, you know, Woods not being there." Well, who the heck can? Like, I mean, like it changed absolutely everything. Where I think if you look at other sports, there are transitional moments and periods and passing of the torch. But Tiger was just such a one of one because of everything involved around him that I'd be careful with.
And it's an individual sport.
And
you know what too. It's like Tom Brady moved on and he was the GOAT of the game. But we moved on just fine.
Sure.
Well, Tiger Woods leaves the game. It's a bigger impact.
There's individual players in individual sports that left their mark if they were like quote unquote rock stars, like Mike Tyson in boxing. In the 90s, Andre Agassi had people that didn't care about tennis
tuning in,
being like, "Yo, he's cool." Like, you get those guys. Yeah. I'm not saying Agassi is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods monumental, but there are guys that brought. And women that brought eyes in.
Serena.
What Caitlin Clark did to
Serena,
to
I think it's like you talk about a gap of tennis. And not like we're all huge tennis fans here, but maybe we'll follow. But how many of us would watch if Serena was playing?
Right.
And how much have we paid attention since she hasn't been? And it's zilch.
That's why when everyone's like, "Ooh, Coco Gauff." You're like, "Oh, could it be the next, you know, the next must-see person?"
Absolutely. How about radio shows? Have you bailed on one or it just wasn't the same? When so-and-so left the show.
Because
people
what,
are very passionate about the radio, clearly.
Our other gig, you know, Kevin and I for years and still do some stuff at Sirius XM. I thought when Artie left Howard, there was something that just was never the same. Not better, not worse. To me, I like Artie Lang. I thought he added so much. I'm like,
Artie's from my hometown.
Yeah.
Always like a familiarity, like the humor was there. I'm with you on that. It was never the same. So, your phone calls will continue. 877-99 on Fox is Covino and Rich. Let's go to DB for an update.
DB, what's up, Dan Byer?
Triple header tonight. Sixers and Knicks get things going at 7 Eastern from the Garden. Sixers center Joel Embiid officially questionable because of a migraine that forced him to miss shoot-around today. I mentioned it's the first of three. The Magic and Cavs will follow at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Jared Allen is questionable for Cleveland because of a rib contusion, while the Bucks are likely without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, both doubtful for tonight's Game 5 against the Pacers in Milwaukee. Indiana up 3-1 in that series. One other note about the Knicks. They will not have Bojan Bogdanović tonight. And in fact, he's going to miss the next 3 months after he needs surgery to repair his injured foot. Kristaps Porzingis out for the Celtics in Game 5 tomorrow night against the Heat. Right soleus strain in his calf. In fact, ESPN says that it's a similar injury to what Giannis has with the Bucks. So expect Porzingis to miss more games than just a Game 5 against the Miami Heat. Jaime Jaquez is not going to play for Miami in that game either. He's got a hip injury tomorrow. Tigers up on the Cardinals, 1-0 right now. Bottom of the eighth inning in Detroit. Astros optioned Jose Abreu to their minor league complex in Florida. And Champions League semifinals, first leg, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid play to a 2-2 draw. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, DB. Covino and Rich. Now, we're going to get to all your phone calls, all your feedback. So hang tight. Got more Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio next. And Rich, for centuries, the bond between horse and human has been forged by trust and hands-on care. Now, you okay? Now the sport of thoroughbred racing is combining those traditions with cutting-edge technology and meaningful reforms, raising its safety standards to the highest levels.
New investment in wearable biometric devices that measure subtle changes in a horse's stride and the use of advanced imaging technology help flag potential problems for early intervention by expert veterinarians, reducing injury risk. Scientific experts test, measure, and analyze racing surfaces to ensure consistency, and the sport's new independent regulator, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, is implementing comprehensive reforms, including state-of-the-art testing, monitoring, and strict enforcement, along with new uniform safety standards, enhanced veterinary protocols, and other measures to ensure the safest environment possible for racing.
Meaningful reforms, the latest technology, higher standards. Every day, the Sports Equine athletes are surrounded by an ecosystem of care and a commitment to do more to protect both horse and rider. So that's win or lose. It's safety that runs first. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Iowa Sam playing some Biggie. Was hip-hop never the same? It wasn't.
You could argue.
Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Iowa Samuel on the ones and twos. Danny G, super producing, 877-99 on Fox. Dan Byer. Spots on the videos at Covino and Rich.
And not the same. That's sort of the concept here. Homeland, not the same when Damian Lewis was out. Police academies without Gutenberg. Charlie Sheen, not on 2.5 Men. When a show, a band, a sport goes through changes, Peter Brady style. Time to change. Sometimes it's
time
not the same.
Time to change.
I think there's a lot of good answers. People said Rick when he or Carl left The Walking Dead.
I mean, Rick is the guy.
Yeah, that's the answer. I said the baseball, I'm not an American League guy, but when Jeter, Big Poppy, some of those Red Sox and Yankees said it's over, it felt to me like generational change.
LeBron, KD, Curry, it's going to be different without those dudes. In the second round of the playoffs, the first time since 2005. Let's go to your phone calls. Some other examples, 877-99 on Fox. Who we got?
Dave in
Light
Apple Valley.
Up. Hey, Dave.
What up, buddy?
So, it would bum me out back in the day was Journey without Steve Perry.
Is it really Journey without Steve Perry? Right? Without that Steve voice?
No
Come
way.
On. You're right. It's a good one. Cole in Charlotte. What's up, Cole?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two quick ones for you. One I was thinking about more recently was the Patriots in the Super Bowl every year. I got kind of used to seeing that. I guess the Chiefs have taken their spot now, but it was always a pleasure to see who got to play the Patriots from the NFC every year.
You know, I don't want to get morbid, and that's a great call and a great example, and I appreciate all the feedback. But, I mean, when you think back to your childhood, if there was a matriarch or patriarch that just isn't there anymore, sometimes it's just never the same. And I know that's sad and it's morbid, but it's true. It's right. Like, hey, ever since Grandpa died, Man, the holidays, Christmas just isn't the same. But then someone else emerges, and that's what we're getting right now. These young players, as Charles Barkley said, like, these guys are the new guys.
Now, I know Jim Nance is part of our weekly life in the NFL. Still calls the Masters, but not hearing Jim Nance during the Final Four, was that weird? Not hearing him cue up one shining moment and not doing his...
And again, it's generational, you know. Rich, right? Because if you're a younger kid, it didn't matter that much to you.
I think it's
generational.
When he decides to call today, I'm sure he still has, what, a year or so left. But when Al Michaels decides to stop calling football, that's going to be weird, right? Like, it's not the same.
For a long time, it was strange not having John Madden's voice.
Dude, I'm talking to a Dodgers fan. Hearing games without Vin Scully, rest in peace.
Man, you're not kidding.
I mean, that was a staple in your ear holes for what? Your whole life?
It's the soundtrack to our summer in Southern California.
So
you're an ear hole.
That's what I've always said about you. Tim in Virginia, we'll go rapid fire here. Not the same. Just to play off of everyone today talking about, is the NBA going in a good direction because there's a changing of the guard? What's up?
Yo.
Tim.
Yeah, I would have to say Black Sabbath without Ozzy.
Yeah, no, of course. To me, you know, he was Black Sabbath. And by the way, I play all of that and more every Saturday and Sunday on Ozzy's Boneyard. Sirius XM 38. You can wake up with me.
I was going to say, let me write that down to know what not to listen
to. Why, man? All the good stuff.
Art in Florida. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. This will throw you for a loop. The Sopranos were never the same after Tony killed Ralph Cifaretto. Ralph Cifaretto stood up to Johnny Sachs. He stood up to Tony. Remember, he told Paulie, I can be on time tomorrow. You'll be stupid forever. The Sopranos weren't the same after Cifaretto got killed.
Our buddy Spot is 100% Italian. He agrees with you. I got to see who Cifaretto is because I haven't watched the show since
Joey
the
Pants.
Joey Pants.
Nothing's the same without
Joey Pants. La Bamba, Goonies, you take him out, it's not the same.
Not the same. All right, let's go to...
What are the Fratelli brothers without Joey Pants?
Was that Art right there?
Gabagool.
So let's go to Brad in Texas. B-Rad, what's up, man?
Oh, wow.
Hey, what's going on? I got three for you real quick.
Yeah.
The Silence of the Lambs movies after Jodie Foster. That's my movie.
Yeah, I never even watched them.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They were all good, but, you know.
Really?
All right. College football after Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah. No, I would say announcers are a good answer to these questions. And let's go to the Fats in Wisconsin. What's up?
Hey,
Yo.
How about Kenny Shaq, too? Roddy Dangerfield, he read the script, and he's like, this is garbage. He was not in Caddyshack 2, and Caddyshack, man. That's the greatest sports movie
of all. Yeah, you can say a lot of that when it comes to sequels. Without those main people, you're like, yeah, no.
By the way, does every state have their own Fats? Like, there's a Minnesota Fats?
Yeah, that's the Wisconsin Fats. Wisconsin Fats, yeah. Especially in the north. what I was going to say was, he said sequels. Major League 2. No Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes? Was it not the same?
I never bought into that.
That's a good one. That's good.
So, hey, your feedback at Covino and Rich. We're going to move on. We'll talk some NFL, some more NBA playoffs.
And
we'll
got Whack Diesel trivia.
Yeah, that's coming up this hour. Hang tight. All right. Covino and Rich.
Let's do it.
Fox Sports
Can't
Radio.
Wait for next hour. That's awesome.
Whoa, Nelly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment,
Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.